Colin Wiggins, National Gallery's Head of Education.
Christina of Denmark, Duchess of Milan. She's 16 years old and she's a widow, wearing widow's clothes. You look at her hand and you'll see her wedding ring. She doesn't seem to be too upset that she's a widow, but the marriage to her husband, the Duke of Milan, was arranged for her. And when he died, well, she's on the marriage market again. This picture was made by Hans Holbein, a German artist who was working in London, and it was actually made for a prospective husband who sent Holbein to meet Christina and to paint her likeness, to take it back to him to see if he liked her. And the prospective husband was called Henry VIII. And Henry VIII, as I'm sure you know, got through wives like there was no tomorrow. This particular prospective wife certainly tickled his fancy, because the story goes that when he saw the picture, he went straight up to it and planted a big wet kiss on the lips, which conservationists now, of course, try to persuade people not to do to old master paintings. But of course, Henry had paid for the picture. This was going to be his wife. Christina of Denmark was spared the fate of marrying Henry. The marriage negotiations fell through. And in fact, Christina, later in her life, is reported to have said that she was very glad that she didn't marry Henry, because she felt she was rather too attached to her head.